248-539-9797. Right back to your open line calls. Tim is in Sterling Heights and next here on 97.1. Hello, Tim.
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, the Twitter poll, I feel better. And I'm not saying I think they're better, but I feel better. And the reason I do is their defense proved to me that they could be top five, top three, because, you know, Hutch proved that he's got a whole nother level that he can reach. And, you know, the safeties and Branch and Campbell, I mean, and Barnes, they all matured like you hoped they did. You didn't know they were going to, but they did. You know, and Williams, you know, the wide receiver, he's like, okay, he matured. So a lot of guys matured that I didn't know. So that's why I feel better going in this season than last season. I'm not saying they're better. I just feel better about it.
Well, you can make an argument that it feels like everything that we hoped in terms of what they could be. I mean, and they didn't win at all last year, but they're a more credible product. And that alone can make one feel better. Hey, I think this team's really good. That isn't outlandish. You're not going to get mocked for saying that in Detroit anymore. You might, you could feel better just on that alone. It's another year of credibility from a standpoint of this team. You know, they were good last year, authentically good.
Yeah, and it's the maturation of the guys you hope for, and they did, right? And Goff feels like he's legit. I mean, there's always these questions and the haters, but I felt like he's kind of proven he can get it done, you know, with the team around him that they got.
Tim, thank you for the phone call. Yeah, the Twitter poll he's referencing for people just turning the radios on, at DunGator971. Compared to a year ago, do you feel better about the Lions' chances to win the Super Bowl, about the same, or worse? Go vote and comment. Comments can be read on the air. Some of the comments that have come in, Saga writes in, I think things equal out. Worse, Ragnow, AG, Ben Johnson, Zeitler, Big Z, Rakestraw, all gone, harder schedule on paper. Better. Second year for last year's rookies, TA, Mahogany, etc. Hutch back. Coordinators are proving it's not as big a deal. This year's rookies look pretty good. Gibbs' third year will be huge. It's this first half of the season that is critical, but nothing will matter if playoffs go poorly, Super Bowl or bust. Willie says, I feel worse both this year and last. The ceiling is extremely high. However, based on some roster concerns, edge, interior offensive line, new coaches, and strength of schedule, the floor is lower. I'm still high on this team, but given how I felt last year, I feel worse this year with more questions to be answered. Jeffrey says, I feel about the same. 1 year ago, I thought at the time they had a good team and could compete for a Super Bowl, and that is true today. The concerns I heard last year were tougher schedule, needing an edge, and Green Bay being a division threat. 1 year later, it sounds the same. He's kind of right. Is Green Bay more of a threat this year? Yeah, probably, considering that they are now technically the favorite.
Probably, yeah. The Micah Parsons apparently might have to take an injection to play on Sunday's game.
Yep.
He's got some back issues.
Yep.
Those go away quickly, right? Asking for friends.
I think as the week goes on, we might talk more about the Micah Parsons back because, if Detroit had traded for Micah Parsons, and one of the first thing I heard is he had an L4, L5 sprain that we didn't know about, I'd be concerned. But, you know, it's not our concern now. It's somebody else's concern. And, you know, maybe it's nothing. Maybe it's something. So that Bill Belichick debut last night was kind of funny.
Well, I just saw a video online on Twitter. Somebody posted about his girlfriend talking to him on the sideline. Mm-hmm. And the caption was something like, I've never seen this before. Where somebody's actually, the caption says, don't think I've ever seen an instance of a girlfriend / wife of a head coach actually being on the field to talk to him. This is wild. It's also out of context because I think it's well before the game starts.
Yeah, it's not during the game.
So I think people should relax a little bit
on
that.
And I can tell you as a sideline reporter, I did see wives and girlfriends on the field.
Yeah.
Before the game starts.
Now,
it's not unusual.
As far as the game went, could not have started off better,
dude,
for North Carolina. I mean, they just marched right down the field, scored easily. And then I don't know what happened after that.
So a couple things. The buildup of the game included Michael Jordan in the stands, Lawrence Taylor, Mia Hamm, Randy Moss, Julius Peppers, Eric Church,
Roy Williams.
It was like who's who of North Carolina, you know, elites and also celebrities there to see Bill Belichick's debut. I was driving back from Connecticut to Michigan and using the Varsity Network app, which is awesome, was able to listen to the entire North Carolina broadcast from the beginning of the pregame show all the way on through.
The North Carolina broadcast. Interesting.
Yep. Yep. And they were doing what we would do, what all of us would do if Bill Belichick were hired as our head coach. Ooh, NFL guy, legend, Super Bowl winner. And when they went right down the field and scored, for people missed it, North Carolina gets the football and goes right down the field and scores. First drive. First time Bill Belichick's team has the ball. They didn't even face a third down. 75 yards, bang, touchdown. Then what they do? Forced a punt. Got the ball back. And I don't blame the crew. I'm on a crew that has done play-by-play or I was sideline reporter on teams that we hoped were good and weren't. They were so excited. They were so fired up. And I give them credit because they're like, okay, look, it's early. Let's not get carried away. But my God, this is a beautiful start. And then when it unraveled, I mean, bang, touchdown, bang, field goal, bang, pick six, bang, touchdown, bang, 75-yard run, bang, 56-yard run. Like, it was boom, 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 boom. And North Carolina, as good as they looked on that first drive, they looked as equally bad for a longer period of time, and they got jackhammered.
They looked like a team that was a bunch of players that hadn't played together. And you know what? It's what they are. A bunch of guys that haven't played together. There are five transfer starters on offense, along with a true freshman that is starting on the offensive line, by the way. Add another six transfers to the two deep on offense. On defense, they have eight new starters on defense from transfers, with an additional five on the two deep from transfers. It's not going to happen overnight. You know, the question is, will Bill Belichick be willing to stick around long enough to see this through? You know, will these transfers, are they going to stick around? You know, do people really want to be coached by Belichick or not? It sounds like they do. I mean, they just got the recruit from the state of Michigan, number one state recruit in the state. He's committed to go there. I suspect that they're going to be fine with recruiting-wise, but Bill Belichick was used to dealing with the egos of men. And he had a winning record to back it up. And it didn't start that way, but once he was basically in New England, things turned around really quickly for him, and it became the Belichick way, the Patriot way and all that. Does that work when you go to college? It's going to be an interesting experiment to see if it does. I'd give it time. Look, last night looked awful for them, but the first drive showed you that there's some promise there. But like I said, you've got a lot of new guys that you have to get in line with you. And it's going to take some time. If these guys tough it out over the next 3 or 4 weeks and buy into what he's trying to sell them, I think they're going to be a better football team. They're not going to be a national championship contender right away, and maybe they never will be. But they should be a better football team than what we saw last night.
Well, social media had a field day with this. When TCU was up 41-7, somebody posted a picture of the scoreboard, and Mike Boivé said, coincidentally, Bill Belichick was 41 when Jordan Hudson was 7.
Jeez.
ML football, North Carolina quarterback Max Johnson is the same age as Bill Belichick's girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, both 24 years old. This is crazy. UNC fans in April, this Jordan Hudson stuff is too much. When is she going to be calling plays too? UNC fans now, maybe let her call a drive or two. What could hurt? And then my favorite one came from TCU's official account. Carolina football, excited to showcase. They tweeted out before the game, excited to showcase our program this fall on Hulu. More information to come because they have a TV show.
Right.
TCU's official football account tweeted back, when does episode one come out?
Right, right.
Hysterical. Look, is it? It's an overreaction to say this thing is doomed. If you didn't think it was going to work beforehand, if you use it as evidence that it's not going to work, but we'll see. We'll see. It was hot take city on that first drive. People were declaring national championship offense contender.
So glad they didn't tweet anything. I felt pretty good about it after the
short-term
first
drive. Results, long-term conclusions can burn you a lot. 248-539-9797, 97.1 The Ticket.